now the news in detail. Government has dismissed as false social media allegations from a Patriotic Front affiliated page, claiming that Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet and Permanent Secretary at State Health, Dr. Oliver Kalabo, violated regulations governing the disposal of government assets. In a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has expressed concern that despite the enactment of the Access to Information Law, misinformation continues to circulate. He has noted that the publishers of the claim made no attempt to verify facts through official channels pertaining to the disposal of vehicles at State House. Mr. Kawana has since clarified that the vehicles in question were categorized as unserviceable, obsolescent, or obsolete, and their disposal was conducted in line with the Public Finance Management Act, which requires a committee of survey to recommend the method of disposal. He said there is documentary evidence in form of a letter dated 22nd October 2024 by Ministry of Finance and National Planning that Dr. Kalabo was granted authority by the Secretary to the Treasury to implement the recommendations of the Committee of Survey. The Joint Task Force on Illegal Fuel Vending comprising the Drug Enforcement Commission, Zambia Police, other law enforcement agencies and the Energy Regulation Board has apprehended 12 suspects for illegal petroleum vending in Mofumbwe and Chavuma districts of Northwestern Province. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere has revealed that five suspects were arrested in Mofumbwe for possession of 437.5 litres of fuel stored in 31 assorted containers. She said in Chavuma, seven suspects were caught with 6,840 litres of fuel in 342 containers. Ms. Mawere said the suspects are in lawful custody awaiting court proceedings. She said during the operations, officers also seized cash amounting 5,480 kwacha and 7,000 Angolan kwanza, believed to be proceeds of the illegal trade.
The operation led to the arrest of 12 individuals for illegal vending of petroleum products under Section 48, 1, B and C of the Energy Regulation Act and for possession of non-conforming petroleum products under Statutory Instrument No. 69 of 2017. Five arrests were made in Mofumbwe, where 437.5 litres of fuel were seized, while seven arrests in Chavuma involved 6,840 litres of fuel. Authorities also seized 5,480 kwacha and 7,000 Angolan kwanza, suspected to be proceeds of illegal trade.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organization's Coordinating Council has expressed concern over remarks attributed to National Road Fund Agency Board Chairperson Noel Nkoma, who has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to increase the presidential nomination fee to 5 million kwacha. NJOCC Acting Executive Director Florence Lufonsa said such proposals are exclusionary and retrogressive, warning they could disadvantage marginalized groups, particularly women and persons with disabilities, from participating in presidential elections. She has emphasized that elections are a cornerstone of Zambia's constitutional democracy, allowing all eligible citizens, regardless of status, to shape the country's development. Ms. Lufonsa has since called for policies that promote equality and affirmative action rather than barriers to participation.
To employ exclusionary policies as suggested by Mr. Nkoma is not only sad but retrogressive and aimed at disadvantaging those marginalized groups from participating as presidential candidates. In addition, exorbitant nomination fees may compromise the integrity of leaders elected, as they will be prone to corruption and state capture. Therefore, we strongly urge the ECZ to ignore the call by Mr. Nkoma to increase the nomination fees to 5 million. The proposal of this astronomical amount is absurd and designed to restrict the presidency to only a few privileged individuals.
Finnish ambassador to Zambia, Sanna Hallinen, has announced a €20,000 contribution to support the upcoming Innovation and Technology Summit scheduled for 6th and 7th November 2025 in Kitwe. Speaking at the summit launch in Lusaka, Ambassador Hallinen has reaffirmed Finland's long-term commitment to Zambia's innovation ecosystem, stressing the value of international collaboration in advancing the country's startup and technology sectors. She has also revealed that Finnish experts will travel to Zambia to engage with local innovators, share expertise, and help position Zambia as a regional hub for tech-driven solutions.
Our sponsorship to ITCOPOLA is €20,000, but that is, as Minister mentioned, that is only the financial contribution. What I would stress is our non-monetary contribution is just as important. We've been with Zambia for many, many years in supporting the innovation and startup ecosystem, with visiting delegations, with delegations from Zambia going to Finland, building this strong innovation ecosystem.
Meanwhile, Minister of Technology and Science Felix Mtati has announced that the Innovation and Inventors Bill has been finalized.
We are going to have an Innovation and Inventors Bill. And this bill is going to have within it a venture capital fund that will be managed outside government treasury. So it will be run outside so that we can be able to attract funding from many sources. And we make sure that on the board we are going to have, let's have one or two young minds, because the money is for them. So that they can influence how that money is invested. The first 100 students, we are going to pay 50% of their ticket. We are connecting particular our creators and innovators, first of all, to opportunity. But also our role is to answer the challenges that they face, which includes funding.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has suspended Chibox Holdings Limited and Carpetech Enterprises Limited from participating in public procurement due to various offences. The PPA, Principal Public Relations Officer Inoto Mushambatwa, has stated that Chibok Holdings has been suspended for 2 years, effective 3rd October 2025, for failing to fulfill contractual obligations and submitting a fake advance payment bond in a tender for the supply of 12 motorcycles to the Provincial Agriculture Department in Lwapula Province. She said despite receiving full payment of 846,000 kwacha, the company failed to deliver within the agreed framework. Ms. Mshambatwa said Calpitech Enterprises has been suspended for 1 year, effective 1st October 2025, in relation to a tender for the supply and installation of a solar backup system to ZPPA.
For ZPPA has suspended Chibox Holdings Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 2 years, effective 3rd October 2025. Calpitech Enterprises Limited has been suspended from participating in public procurement for 1 year, with effect from 1st October 2025. ZPPA advises that the suspension does not in any way limit Chibox Holdings Limited and Calpitech Enterprises Limited from performing outstanding contracts that were entered into before the aforesaid date.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Burkina Faso's military government has refused to take in deportees from the U.S. as Washington suspended issuing visas in the West African nation. Minister of Foreign Affairs Karamoko Jean-Marie Traore questioned if the embassy's decision was blackmail after he said he had rejected an American proposal to take in migrants from third countries. Donald Trump's administration has turned to African countries as a destination to deport migrants to as part of